Hello, welcome to today's Advanced Case Management Industry Podcast. This is Brian Bannigan with IBM Enterprise Content Management. We're joined today by Michael Stevens, who is a Senior Marketing Executive with IBM's Information Management Group. He will share some insight on an emerging topic called case management and the implications in the government industry. He will also talk about how IBM is addressing this area with advanced case management solutions. Michael, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Brian.
My first question is, what is a case, and what is case management, especially in the government industry? Please give us some context for our discussion today.
Sure. Well, a case at its most elemental level is a grouping of information related to an activity or process. In the context of government, it could be a citizen paying taxes or applying for a business license, a social services beneficiary getting a welfare check, a robbery that needs to be solved, a homeowner applying for a construction permit, a legal proceeding, or the environmental process related to a new city development. Those are just a few examples. The information or content related to cases can be structured, such as an application form, or unstructured, such as emails or photos. The information can be from within an organization or outside of it. Cases generally are comprised of processes that organize required tasks into manageable and auditable steps. Case management provides a comprehensive and integrated tool for the lifecycle management of cases. Case lifecycle management includes design, simulation, execution, monitoring, and optimization. A case and its contents persist past the lifecycle of the processes within it so that the information remains available for search and retrieval once a case is closed.
Thank you for those definitions. Now, what are some of the drivers leading customers and government to look at case management solutions?
Well, government agencies, of course, are under a great deal of pressure, particularly in the current economic environment, to streamline their processes, reduce costs, and improve citizen services with fewer and fewer resources. In addition, new laws and regulations are constantly changing, increasing the complexity and requiring added compliance. Unfortunately, most government agencies are handicapped with multiple isolated business processes that use a combination of time-consuming manual processes as well as automated systems to manage and solve a variety of issues.
It sounds like case management is a very significant function in government agencies. So what's new about it?
Well, new capabilities such as the ability to analyze cases for fraud and collaborate across agencies have kicked off a new way to approach cases. At IBM, we're calling this new strategy advanced case management.
So can you give us some use cases or examples in government?
Sure. The regional government of Castilla y León, one of Spain's 17 autonomous regions, administers a broad range of social programs through its social services agency. More than 50,000 people benefit from the agency's social assistance programs for the disabled and the elderly, and for child protection. Spain's recent passage of a law promoting care and autonomy for dependent people, including the elderly and disabled, dramatically increased the number of cases that the region's social services agency had to process. The law not only introduced new social benefits, but backed them with precisely defined eligibility criteria. However, because data about citizens was kept in various offices, eligibility verification was often inconsistent. Additionally, agency staff found that citizens who were eligible for services were not always treated the same way for each comparable case due to inconsistencies in the process. So, this regional agency needed to confirm that eligibility verification and benefits were consistently applied. Using advanced case management strategies from IBM, the agency created a centralized process-oriented management system for granting benefits and automating work that helps staff deliver equal and timely service to eligible citizens.
That's a great example of case management at a social services agency. Have you seen case management capabilities shared across multiple agencies?
Absolutely. Another customer is the state of North Dakota, who is working to bring together disparate stores of case information, process automation, and analytics across multiple agencies to manage services more efficiently and enhance case outcomes. They need the ability to extract more insight from its growing volume of information and apply it to each individual case. Right now, 22 agencies and more than 2,000 state employees across North Dakota, including the Departments of Commerce, Taxation, Transportation, Human Resources, and Secretary of State, currently use IBM's case management functionality. It helps manage a wide variety of citizen records and information, ranging from unemployment applications and vehicle registrations to tax filings and flexible benefits records.
So when we think of case management and the end result of case management, we think of outcomes. So what benefits have you seen from customers who have used advanced case management capabilities?
We've seen some great benefits. For example, the regional government of Castilla y León that I talked about earlier reduced time to process paperwork by 25%, enabling agency staff to support a greater number of cases and enabling them to put more focus on handling exceptional cases. The solution also supported rapid compliance with new laws and provides flexibility for implementing future policy changes. The state of North Dakota that I talked about earlier enjoys increased operating efficiencies, improved services, and a reduction in overhead expenses. It's been able to reduce the time it takes to respond to citizen inquiries from days to seconds and has driven cost savings through fraud detection and operational efficiencies. The Office of Tax Commissioner in North Dakota, for example, streamlined the filing and management of tax returns, reducing paper storage requirements to a minimum, and decreased the amount of time required to gather information and process returns. In fact, the tax department eliminated the need for a second shift during the income tax processing season. And as an example of cost savings, there was a six-month payback for the case management system for the public employees retirement system in North Dakota. Finally, the North Dakota Department of Transportation, traffic citations are automatically indexed and stored in the IBM platform, and work objects routed as the information is passed from the court to the appropriate assigned worker for processing, making a much more efficient process.
Those are some compelling results. So thank you, Michael, for taking the time to talk to us today about advanced case management from IBM.
You're welcome.